Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host, or host also, is Scott Dudley.
I'm the co-host.
No, you're the host, too.
Hey, welcome back. Over a dozen years or more of Wellness Radio. Yeah, we've been doing this for a good long time. If you want to talk to us, we do have an email address, and we monitor it constantly. We've got professional trained email monitoring staff in the United States, local employed people, watching that email ready to respond to your...
Which means it's Scott's staff.
Test it right now. You can test it right now. It's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Questions, comments, suggestions, where do I find the show? I got a kid who's depressed. Do you have any depression shows? We can sort through whatever you've got and...
We can provide you some services. Not services, but referral
services. We can push
services
in the right direction. Absolutely. We've done that on a few of our email things. We've helped people to find stuff, too. So, sure, why not? Thank you for listening all these years, or at least today. Welcome back. We're joined by Lupe Torres, and she's a mental health rehabilitation technician with an MFT internship license. She's just done some time as a therapist also. And we are talking about the Youth and Young Adult Full Service Partnership Programs. A mouthful, indeed.
Yes.
Welcome back, Lupe.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Fun first segment.
Yes.
So you get these kids, and they come into your mental health programs, and some of them are, more severe, more impaired, I guess, struggling more in life, end up in these full-service partnership programs. What kind of things do they offer, and how do you put it together,
yeah,
and how do you make recovery happen?
Okay.
I'm sure we've got two segments worth of details because you guys have a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, full service partnership. That is that they have a coined phrase, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, yes.
The whatever it takes.
Yes.
So.
The whatever it takes method.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, when they come in and they... the adolescent, young adult meets the criteria for the full service partnership. They receive services, or the treatment consists of medication support, case management services, therapy services. It's a collaborative treatment plan.
So they come in with that diagnosis, and those are all your regular mental health services,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
And you guys sit down and look at that diagnosis, look at the person, and work with that family and
yes,
that person to come up with the best combination of typical services.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. Mainly, most of them are adherent to the medication support and case management services. For the therapy services, it is provided, but sometimes, it's because, again, the severity, sometimes they come from a lot of trauma. It is very hard for them to deal and face going into a therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is... they, after they've been, have built that rapport, that engagement, that connection with the program, with the services, and that they feel that they can be ready. So it can also be, kind of like a preparation for them to be able to, the medication support and the case management services, their rehabilitation services, for them to go into that core of, what's been going on in their lives in order to identify those issues and, in therapy. But yes, those are kind of like the plan, the basic when they come in. We also have the equine therapy, in which it is a program that is
it equine one of those French
words? It's a horse therapy that helps the individuals come get that sense of empathy and nurturing, which is sometimes a lot of the things that if our individuals, our adolescents, our young adults are coming in with a lot of
emotional
distress and things like that they're able to be have that connection, and it's been proven that with animals and even if they cannot attend the equine therapy, the horse therapy, encouraging for them to have a pet or something.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.